The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies! Oh, it's so good to be back at the Punchline in San Francisco. And you may have noticed some cobwebs in here. It's not that this place is a dirty, dusty hellhole. It is Halloween decorations. It is the month of October, so I like to call all the episodes this month Doug Loves Scary Movies. We won't be talking exclusively about scary movies, but it will come up a lot. Unfortunately, talking about scary movies is generally not as scary as watching them, but it can still trigger some people. So good luck, everybody. Applaud if you've seen Terrifier 2. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I keep hearing that that movie is more violent than Terrifier 1. Did anybody see Terrifier 1? Yeah? How do you feel about Terrifier 2? Are you terrified?
I can't wait.
You can't wait? It's gnarly. Yeah, it's supposed to be so violent that I don't think I'm going to see it. I think I'm going to pass on that one. Time for Doug plugs. I know, we just got started and I'm already doing some plugs. But it's essential. Doug Loves Scary Movies is going to be at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. next Saturday, October 22nd at 4:20. And Doug Loves Movies and Wide World of Doug's are both coming to the Houston Festival known as Come and Take It Fest in Houston, Texas. That's in November. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Ted Danson? That was great. Applaud if you've never been to a Doug Loves Movies taping before. Okay. So I just want to tell you, there's no more of those things where you're going to sit there going, why does everybody know this? Why is everybody saying these things? But also some of you applauded, maybe longtime listeners that are here for the first time, and I appreciate that. The prize bag is maybe the one of the nicest bags I've ever put prizes into. It's, I don't know if any guy here is going to be excited about this, but it's from a company called Sophia Joy. And it looks like wallpaper that Scarface would have. And it's very lush. But anyway, it's a nice little bag. And then it's also got some items inside that I brought. This thing is from a company called Peacemaker. It's called the Commuter because it's everything you need to just turn a giant plastic cup into a bong. Yeah, I mean, how often have you been somewhere with a giant plastic cup going, if I can make this into a bong, that would be pretty sweet. And then we got some pins from Rockin' Pins, the Doug Loves Movies pin, and the highly coveted Doug Benson pin, and then a little dinosaur that I won at playing a carnival game. All of that, which is to say, this is a real easy one to throw away if you're not into it. Just put this thing right in the garbage. But that's going to go to somebody here today. And due to circumstances, I'm sad to say that one of my guests today, who is alive and well, but also cannot be here with us today, put me in a spot where this has happened a few times before. Last time it happened, I believe it was in San Diego, and we got a new regular guest on the show, David Sanborn, came out of that experience. What I'd like to do now, I've got two guests waiting in the wings, but what I'd like to do is bring up three audience members and have them compete in one game to determine which one of them will be a guest for the entire show today. So let's see. Can you bring the house lights up a little, but not like that full brightness that happened before the show? Just a little bit. Okay. I don't know if it's changing. I don't know if it's changing or if I just need my glaucoma medication. But I can see everybody pretty well. So raise your hands if you are interested in participating on stage today. This lady right here, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Farron.
Farron?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody with a name I'll remember. How about... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Farron? Okay. So, and you want to play? You're super into it? Okay. 100%. All right. Who else? Raise your hand if you want to possibly... Oh, I mean, I got to get sausage fingers. What's your name?
My name's Jenny.
Jenny's got sausage fingers on. You can't... That cannot be denied. And did anybody bring a really big poster today that wants to participate? Not the guy with Jenny. That doesn't count. But I like it, though. Oh, look at this shit, everybody. Josh Ferratu. I mean, we have to give him a shot, right? Do you want to do it? Yeah, he's into it? Okay. So Josh, Farron, and Jenny, come on up. This is so exciting. Have a seat whichever seat you'd like. We're going to use microphones and everything. All right, so Jenny's on the opposite end over there. Tell us the rest of your name, Jenny.
My name is Jenny Royal.
Royal?
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
And you brought sausage fingers because you're a big Everything Everywhere All at Once fan?
Yeah, definitely one of the best movies of the year, I think.
And you bought sausage fingers over the internet from the A24 website?
My husband bought A24 fingers from the website.
That's awesome. I always wondered who's buying them sausage fingers. And then you've also got you got some googly eyes too, and you got one on your forehead there. I love that. The green room back there. There's a lot of the pictures of comedians that just have google eyes on them now. Like I think they're just going to show up everywhere from now on, everywhere all at once. All right. So I've already forgot your last name, Jenny Royal. Jenny Royal. Jenny Royalty. Okay. So Jenny Royal is player number one. And then the gentleman next to her is Josh. What's your last name, Josh?
Hi, I'm Josh Bookbinder.
For reals? Shouldn't you be on Doug Loves Books? Okay, Jenny Royal. Josh Bookbinder. Hit me with it, Farron.
Farron Davis Bang.
That feels like I just heard a short story. How do you spell Farron?
F-A-R-Y-N.
And And you always have the middle name in there?
It's two last names.
Oh,
so you can
your married
you
name?
Bang.
Bang is your husband's name?
Uh-huh, he's cool. He's here.
Yeah. He better be cool.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Michael. Wait, he's
Michael
there.
Bang?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Was he born a bang?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a name I've ever heard before. I mean, I have a cousin named Joe Powell.
He's bookbinder.
Yeah, I know, right? I reacted to that one too, Farron. She's acting like I'm like, giving a hard time to Bang, but just left bookbinder alone. That would be a hyphenated name right there for the ages, bookbinder Bang. So those are our three contestants. We'll learn a little bit more about one of them because one will be staying for the entire show. We're going to play a game to determine which one called Last Person Standing. Yeah. This is a game where, as you, the three of you probably know since you are here and listeners, but for anybody that doesn't, the three of you are going to take turns naming movies with a particular person I'm about to name in them. And when you can't think of one, you're out. No lifelines. Last Person Standing is our third guest today on the show. And we'll just go in the same order that I introduced everybody, starting with Jenny. And the person I chose for today is the original Scream Queen. Maybe not the first Scream Queen, but the one that's lasted the longest. She's screaming in theaters right now as we speak. Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right.
Yeah. Love her. You don't have to say Jamie Lee Curtis horror movies specifically. There's about eight of them to choose from. But you can also pick from her other many movies that she did. Jenny, start us off.
Well, easiest for me would be Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right? We already mentioned it. And you remembered the whole title, so you're good to go. Josh?
Halloween.
Of course. Let's go back to the very beginning, Halloween.
I'm going to go A Fish Called Wanda. Yeah.
Very nice. Back to you, Jenny. Well, Jenny, it's been it's been terrific.
Halloween 2?
Yes! Okay, no more helping from the audience. Somebody yelled out, name the sequel! Or maybe that's just a drink here at the club that they were ordering. I'd like a sequel with extra tequila, please. Josh?
Halloween Ends.
That's right. We hope. We hope and pray. Farron?
True Lies.
Yes. I love when people cheer for the ones they like. If somebody mentions a bad movie she was in, you don't have to, you can still cheer, I guess. Jenny?
Halloween Resurrection?
I don't think that's what it's called. But thanks for playing.
Halloween H2O?
That was one of them, but was she in it?
I think.
Yeah, okay. All right. We got people are disagreeing about whether she was in it or not, but we'll let you stay. I feel like you're not going to be here too much longer anyway. That's how I generally run the show with my guests, is the ones that are going to lose anyway. I cut them a little slack. Josh?
Terror Train.
Yes. Oh, Josh is going to show off and name all horror movies probably. Farron?
Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm. I heard that she and Lindsay Lohan they're up for a sequel. Wouldn't be a remake if they're in it, but they're up for a redo or a continuation or whatever it would be. We'll see, because that'd be weird, an adult woman switching bodies with another adult woman. Kind of hurts the premise a little bit. Would the young Lindsay Lohan suddenly be eating Activia all the time? Whose turn is it? Jenny. Oh, I gave you a little extra time to think.
Trading Places?
Yes! That's where she started being thought of as a comedic actress as well, and so she's been able to do anything since. But Josh.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you don't have any more at all? Holy shit, Josh. I'm surprised, but thank you for participating. You may return to your giant name tag. Oh, wait, one more thing, Josh. You want to do a yo-yo thing real quick for the audience? Oh, you left a yo-yo at your seat. This dude got caught my eye before the show because, as anybody does when they're waiting for a show to start, he was doing some amazing yo-yoing. Look at that. Yeah, see, Jenny and Farron would lose to you in a yo-yo contest. I like to give those visual treats to the people who come see this in person. The listeners are like, what the fuck was that? We could have all just been pretending that he had a yo-yo. Farron?
Yeah, totally.
Totally?
No. Oh. I think... I'm going to be out. But
no,
I think it's called Halloween Forever.
What?
No?
I don't think so.
Someone help me.
No, they can't. You can't ask them to help you.
Help?
You're going to be a terrible guest on this show.
Jenny got help.
You're right, Jenny did get help, but you really can't think of another Jamie Lee Curtis movie?
Really Knives Out.
Really going to let
out.
Jenny win this one?
She had white hair.
Did I ask everybody to not do what you just went ahead and did? Jenny's the winner. Congratulations, Jenny. Nice try, Farron. Say hi to Mr. Bang for me. You did it, Jenny.
I did it. Yay.
Go ahead and move to the center seat. And I'm going to make some bookends with the other two gentlemen coming to the stage. Are you ready to meet the other two guests? Please give it up, everybody, for Ben Kalina and Chad Opitz.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Guys.
Hi.
No, these, I'm talking to them.
Hi. That was very polite of her, though.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, okay.
She's
hi.
Like, oh, I better respond.
Let's meet everybody in alphabetical by first name order. Yeah, that's right.
Yep, I'm on the spot now.
First time guest, Ben Kalina's here, everybody. Hey. Hi.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I had a pretty chill day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard that you, when I say I heard this, you said it out loud near me, that, you're like, oh, I should see some movies to prepare for this.
Yeah.
And tell everybody the movie you chose to get ready to play an adult trivia game.
Minions Rise of Gru. Yeah. On mushrooms. It was delightful.
Do you remember everything? Or is it more...
I mean...
You just remember the experience.
Just moments of brilliance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit foggy, but I remember a couple of really delightful things that happened.
Yeah, and if you ever see it again, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that happened when I was on mushrooms.
Yeah, it'll be like a journey through my past.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can reminisce about that one specific mushroom situation. And is the mushrooms in movies, do those go hand in hand often, or was it really special?
Just generally they heighten my attention span, so I think that it does work with movies.
Oh, yeah, did you? Yeah. Are you on mushrooms right now?
No.
Because I could really use a tight, focused attention span. I really need you to concentrate up here.
No. I might take my shirt off. Yeah. It might be weird.
I just imagine Ben sprinkling them in his popcorn.
Yeah, makes the movie pop, you know?
Sprinkle little mushrooms?
Yeah.
Like you just break it up into little pieces and put it in your popcorn?
Like M&M's.
Okay, all right. We'll get to you in a second, Chad,
Sorry.
But first... Oh, wait, you are next.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's been on the show many times, and the first time he was on, he rolled right into my heart. It's Chad Opitz!
Hello.
I thought of you today because I watched on ESPN, they were showing corgi races.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like,
and I was
I've
like,
seen that
Chad,
body type before.
I said, Chad could beat these corgis.
That's right.
in a race.
Put me in there, I'll fucking get it done.
No, they're just so low to the ground. That's what made me think of you, because you're patented. You can only do it at the two punchlines. This punchline and the one in Sacramento have a stage where he can just run up to it and do a roll. Has anybody seen it before when he's done it?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So, but let's save it for when you win a game.
Okay.
We'll have you do, you know, I'll say victory lap, Chad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then you'll run around and do a roll.
I do a corgi-like roll. That sounds delightful.
All right. Jenny, do you have any gymnastics moves that you could?
Unfortunately, no,
break
I do
out
not.
Tonight? All you brought to the table was a big googly eye in the middle of your forehead.
And enthusiasm.
Let's hear it for Jenny Royal, everybody. So we're all just a bunch of goofy comics up here, Jenny. What do you do for a living?
I am a dog groomer.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that you stayed up here, because I'm not that into yo-yos or banging, but I love dogs.
Yes, me too.
Are you like a high-end dog groomer?
Or? No.
Oh, so you're just...
I'm the lowest end.
Lowest end.
Yes.
All right. But people bring their dogs to you, and you...
Yes.
And you give them like a blowout and everything?
Yep. I wash dogs. I trim their nails. I express their anal glands. I give them haircuts.
Back up.
Rewind a sec.
Boop, boop, boop. You do what to their what? You express them?
Mm-hmm.
It's because dogs need to learn to express their
express them
their anal glands.
Yes.
That's just a way to they'll poop better in the future.
Well, if they get too backed up, it could cause medical issues.
Yeah.
So we like to help with that.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Right.
That doesn't really fall under grooming to me. Like if it has shit in its hair, that's one thing. But just going up in there to help them out with their movements, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs love it.
They're not fans, generally.
They pay extra.
They don't. You don't see those dogs running into your shop excited to return. Oh, I can't wait to have my glands expressed.
It's a scrappy ending.
Oh, so exciting.
She puts on gloves and plays the song, Express Yourself.
A little disco lighting, the whole deal. Like that. Yeah. Nice.
Gotta set the mood. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Jenny, for stepping in and participating, and good luck today. Before we start playing games, though, I always like to chat about movies a little bit, get some recommendations from my guests, and since it is October, I'd like each of you, we'll start with you, Chad, because Ben's already looking around like he needs some time. Chad. Yeah. Please recommend a scary movie.
Recommend a scary movie.
Any scary movie. It could just be scary to you. Today on my Twitter, somebody said Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is pretty scary. And I was like, you're right.
I'll do a real weird one then. There's this 80s Canadian kids movie called The Peanut Butter Solution. You know what I'm talking about?
Five people know exactly what you're talking about. And everyone else is like...
That's...
No,
not supposed to be scary, but Lord.
I don't think we need a solution that involves peanut
butter. No, we don't. Absolutely not.
What happens in that movie?
It's like a low-budget Canadian kids movie, but there's like ghosts and a kid gets terrified by these ghosts that live in this house, and his hair falls out, and the kids at school are making fun of him, and it's needlessly terrifying for no real reason. It's a tonal thing for some reason. I'm not sure why it terrifies me, but it just gets me.
And that's like how you get rid of ghosts, is with peanut butter?
I don't know. You put peanut butter on your bald head and your hair grows.
What does that have to do with this story?
That's what he does in the movie. He puts peanut butter on his bald head and his hair grows back. It grows too much, like your hair, Doug.
I should not have put that peanut butter on my head.
Damn.
It's really gotten out of hand.
That's gracious.
All right, The Peanut Butter Solution. I really thought I was about to learn what that movie's about, but I don't think I do know.
I still don't know what it's about.
I don't think I know yet. Yeah, I like the... it's not scary, but I thought you were leading into saying The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, shit.
Which is a terrific movie.
That is good.
Yeah, so you just... If it's got peanut butter in it, you love it.
That's true.
What about chocolate? Do you hate it when chocolate gets in your peanut butter?
Keep them apart.
All right. Jenny, do you have a scary movie that you could recommend to us?
Well, there's this one really weird Japanese scary movie from, I think, the 80s or the 70s called House. Yeah,
that one's good.
Yeah, it's
the same guy
crazy.
Claps for everything.
Yeah.
Peanut
he knows
butter.
The obscure stuff.
Yeah, he likes peanut butter. Yeah. He likes the housing market.
That movie's
just called House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they even made a House 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you're thinking of a different movie.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different
House? Yeah,
that's
House? The 80s.
Yeah, like on another block?
You're talking about the 70s, like Japanese one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Japanese.
Yeah.
But the house, our house wasn't a remake of a Japanese house.
No.
It was just an original house.
Different housing market.
And then they made a House too.
Mm-hmm, they did.
Yeah, but I liked that first house. Mm-hmm, it was kind of fun. Good. But this sounds like the one you're talking about is downright terrifying.
Well, it's not so terrifying as super weird and crazy. I guess this director listened to all the stories or listened to his daughter and his daughter's friends and the scary stories they would tell. And then he based a movie about them. And there's like just crazy visuals, a piano eating a girl, mm-hmm. just really, really weird.
Yeah.
It's real nutty.
Yeah.
Very.
A dude turns into bananas at one point.
What part
it's
of
true.
The... It's what
true.
Part of the piano is its mouth? Is like the keys open up?
I think the teeth? Lid part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ben and I have no idea.
Well, check it out.
About this movie House, but yeah, I will. I mean, you know, I'm more of a fan of the Hugh Laurie TV series. You know, that's my favorite House. But I haven't checked out this Japanese House. Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready. I had some time to think about it. I'm prepared. Normally, I like documentaries. Those can be pretty scary. But non-traditional scary movie, for me as a kid, I was really afraid of puppets. And The Dark Crystal, I didn't sleep
Ooh,
right for weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was afraid of David Bowie for a long time after that.
Oh. That's Labyrinth.
Oh, shit, yeah. I mean,
isn't he supposed to be like isn't he
they
a more
together.
Friendly character in that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but I didn't like it when I was a kid. Yeah. No, it was both of them, actually. I just forgot it was two different movies.
He was on mushrooms. Cut him some slack.
Yeah. Yeah, it was both of them. I watched them back to back. I was horrified for weeks.
Wait, but yeah, he's not in Dark Crystal, though. But
no.
But it has the same look and feel, but just without Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie.
Yeah, I have fever dreams about both of those movies sometimes.
But I really did accept Dark Crystal as a David Bowie movie when you were saying that.
It feels right, right?
Yeah. They should have put some Labyrinth footage in that Moon Age Daydream, the Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
The Bowie movie. It would have been fun to have, like... There are scenes of him in movies, though. Maybe Labyrinth is in there, but...
They shit like that and fucking Bulge in IMAX. Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
Coming at you in IMAX. Woof.
Mm-mm. All right, so... What'd you say?
Me?
Yeah.
Labyrinth / The Dark Crystal. Yeah. I've said them both.
That's right. You led with Dark Crystal.
I think Jim Henson was involved in both of them. So.
Yeah, yeah. He's very heavily involved in my nightmares now, too.
I wonder if that even fair for me to say that your choice is Labyrinth / Dark Crystal?
Yeah, it's a double feature,
gives you,
I guess.
I think everybody loves one of those, at least.
Well, I hate them both.
All right. We'll work that out later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what therapy is for.
True.
To discuss the movies that ruined your life when you were a child. Well, great recommendations, everybody. I mean, I'm guessing I haven't even seen two of these, but I might. Probably not, but I might. Peanut Butter Solution, I think I really will. I think I am interested in checking that out. Yeah, House, we'll see. But we'll also see what's going to happen with my three guests when they compete in some games after these messages. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's continue. We're back! Woo! During the break, we selected some people to be played for today. And so we've got Ben is playing for Here's Wani.
Yeah.
We'll call him Juan because I just assumed the last part just said Juan on his poster, but it's a beautiful likeness of Jack Nicholson busting through the door. Chad went with a gentleman named Sherman, brought a box of Krispy Kremes, and which we always appreciate. And I never eat any of them. I always re-gift them.
Hey, you're throwing them out to people.
Yeah, I throw them to people.
Yeah, you're
and,
a
And who'd I leave out? Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny picked Josh Ferratu, our friend that was up here earlier. Josh Ferratu. All right, Sherman, Josh, and Juan. Here we go. I've got three games for us to play, and the first one is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah, give a little golf applause for that. Here's how this game works. Ben, I'm going to say the title of a movie out loud, slowly. The first person on this stage who can repeat back the title completely and correctly wins the game.
Got it. I'm ready.
That instruction usually confuses people. They're like, that's it? That's the game? And I'm like, yes, that's the game. So thank you, Ben, for just getting it.
Thank you. Yeah, I try.
You get me.
Thank you. Well, you know,
yeah.
I work. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are on mushrooms right now. All right. Just the people on stage. No audience guesses, please. I need my reading glasses. Got some Kit Kats, some Reese's, mm-hmm. some Twizzlers. Damn. It's like all my favorites. They're just sitting there in front of me. I'm high as shit looking at this candy. So not cool. Here we go. Abbott and Costello meet the
Abbott and Costello meet the Wolfman.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Abbott and Costello meet the mummy?
Abbott and Costello meet
the president?
The Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello meet the Frankenstein meet the press. Monster?
What did Jenny say?
Meet the Frankenstein monster?
Abbott and
Costello.
Costello meet the
Abbott and Costello meet the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello meet the Fockers.
There we go.
Abbott
and Costello meet the parents.
Costello meet getting them out of order now. Meet the little Fockers. Abbott and Costello meet the killer.
Abbott and Costello meet the killer, Jack the Ripper.
Abbott and Costello meet the killer, Boris.
Abbott and Costello meet the killer, Boris Karloff.
That is correct.
Damn.
Yay, Jenny.
Damn.
Would you like some candy?
No, it's all for you, Doug. All for you.
I don't want it. I don't want all that candy. I got all these Krispy Kremes over here.
You could combine them.
Mm, okay.
Sounds good as hell.
You want a Krispy Kreme? Do you? I just want someone close, because then I'll definitely won't miss. Who wants it that's up close? Close.
Over there.
Here you go. Ready?
Whoops. Yeah.
Nice.
That's perfect.
These are great too, because there's no touching this fucking donut without getting sticky hands. So it's like I get it sticky hands, and you get sticky hands, and we all have sticky hands. I don't know if this liquid death is gonna. I don't know if that's gonna help, but Jenny gets to go first in our next game. Yeah, because she did it. And this one, I've been having a lot of fun with this game. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could. Ooh. Woo! I typed a word into the search engine on the Internet Movie Database website, app, whatever it is, and wrote down the top 10 movies according to the, basically it's like a popularity algorithm at IMDb. So it's, you know, movies that have been searched recently. But I wrote down 10 of them, and I'm going to tell you the word, and then the three of you are going to take turns. You each get three guesses. There's three rounds where you each get to guess a title, and if it's on the list, you get points based on how high the list it's sitting. Like if it's number one, you get 10 points. Number 10, you get 1 point. 1 point. And then there's everything in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jenny's going to go first. Then we'll go to Ben. Then we'll go to Chad. The word, Jenny, is horror.
Ooh.
Yeah. So name a movie. Again, just people on stage, name a movie. Just Jenny, actually. That has the word horror in it. And we'll see if it is in the top 10 most popular titles right as of this morning.
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Now see, to me, yeah, there you go. A little applause for that. I was delightfully surprised when I saw that, while not being a flat-out horror movie, did come in first place on the list. It's almost like I set up Ben and Chad today. Now Jenny is out of the gate with 10 points for that one, but there's still lots of points left on the board, Ben. What do you think?
Oh, crap. Horrible Bosses?
Ooh. That's not the word horrible. I mean horror. It's the word horrible.
I didn't even think about that.
Horrible Bosses.
I thought it would.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and give you, since you said a title that just flat out does not have horror in it.
Yeah, I blew the assignment.
I'll let you go ahead and do another one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of movies with horror in the title, but...
I don't think I've seen any of them, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So just come up with an expression... And have the word horror in there.
Horror of not knowing what I'm doing right now. I don't know. shit. Horror.
You know what I mean? Like just say like horror castle or something.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm actually going to go with horror moat. Ooh. Around the horror castle.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been hilarious if I was tricking you and horror castle is on the list, but... It is not, and neither is Horror Moat.
Well, yeah. I guess if the castle wasn't it.
But thank you for trying.
It should be, Ben.
And you might think, yeah, now it'll come back to you in a little bit, so think, okay. Well, it's not your turn, because something might come to you. All right, Chad, what do you got for horror?
I'm going to go, it's got my boy Rick Moranis in it, Little Shop of Horrors. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That should totally be on this list, but isn't.
Those bastards.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't believe it. All right. Well, sorry, Chad. Let's go back to Jenny. You could just add some more points to your already huge total. You've got a 10-point lead over everybody at this point.
Well, I'm pretty tapped out, but I will just guess Horror House.
Horror House. Let me look. Nope. 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 Oh, number 8, Horror House.
Woo!
Holy shit.
That's ridiculous. 3 more points for Jenny for Horror House. Ben, see how easy it is?
It looks very easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that maybe there's a movie somewhere called Horror Show.
There probably is. I don't see why not. Don't see it on this list.
Well.
But yeah, that would have been fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Another goose egg for Ben. Chad?
I'm going to say Horror Hotel.
Oh, that's fun. There was Motel Hell. Mm-hmm. Obviously doesn't have horror in it, though. Let's see. Horror Hotel? Nobody's checking into the Horror Hotel.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Chad. It's okay. Jenny?
Pit of Horror?
Whoa. Pit of Horror. That's pretty cool. That's a fun guess. But unfortunately, I don't see Pit of Horror. But yeah, that was really good. You have a total of 13. No one can beat you at this point.
It's an impossibility.
Ben, it's your turn. Let's put some points on the board, Ben.
Horror Bathroom.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd go a little bit more crass than bathroom.
It's just like, you know, really, it's a little awful too, bathroom.
Like horror sitting area.
Yeah.
Horror corridor.
There's no way I'm not watching that movie.
Yeah. Let's write it tonight.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you know, every bathroom's a horror bathroom if you're living life right. Okay. Chad, let's pick something off of this list.
Oh,
just say something that's on here. Just get some points just for the heck of it. Hold your head up high.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Horror.
Oh, yeah. It was a Chamber of Secrets, but the secrets are horrifying, yeah. Ultimately. So you're not too far off, to be honest with you. All right. Well, that's that game. Congratulations, Jenny! Woo! Jenny is running away with this shit. Do you want to throw a donut, Jenny?
Sure.
All right, let's hook her up with a donut, Chad. Just lift the lid up and grab one for her so we all get sticky fingers. It's good to pass that around.
Who wants one?
Oh my God, way over there. Good luck, Jenny. Right in his hands. And then given, it's being passed around the table. Everyone's going to enjoy it. I told you these would be better seats than... They were sitting over there before. Who'd throw a donut to those people? Nobody. All right. Let's find out which titles are on the list that they didn't get. I'm sure everybody out in the audience has one that they've been thinking of, and certainly the listeners are also being driven crazy by this. But I was, you know, I get that messages from people all the time. Why didn't you say? But this is interesting because I don't know most of these movies that made the cut. Number 10 is a movie called The Dunwich Horror. Okay. Have you
Based
heard of
on
that,
Lovecraft.
Chad?
I've heard of it.
H.P. Lovecraft?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right,
so,
Jenny.
So that's real. Yeah, Jenny, give us a piece of trivia about each one of these. Tell us everything that Ben and Chad don't know. Coming in at number 9 is a movie called Horror Noir. Oh!
Shut up, you don't know what it is.
Oh, in the back of the room. Jenny, do you know that one?
No idea.
Yeah, it stars Peter Stormare, who is a scary actor, yeah. So that might be worth checking out. Number 8 was Horror House. Number 7, Jenny, this one broke my heart. You would have had an even higher score if you'd have said Bloody Pit of Horror.
Oh, shit. You were that close.
It just so close. Needed to be bloody. I'm just looking at it going, oh, Jenny, why can't it be bloody? Why is it just a pit? Because a pit would be scary. Like, I don't want to be in a pit. But a bloody pit?
Wait a minute. No,
is it being described by an Englishman?
What about a
pit? Is it just like, oh, that's a bloody pit over there? Oh, or does it? Or is it full of blood?
That's the prequel to Horror Bathroom.
Is it my blood in the pit once I'm in the pit? Or is it somebody else's blood that was a previous pit resident?
That's even grosser.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Here's another one I'd never heard of before, but it sounds pretty cool. Horror in the High Desert.
Wow.
Never heard of that. I mean, every desert I go to is a high desert, but that's not the point. Here's where I'm surprised at no one giving the next answer, because two different movies have had the same name and they're both on this list. And if any of you had said it, you would have gotten points twice.
Can I guess it?
Please.
Horror High?
No.
Damn.
They've made Horror High twice?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm starting to not like Jenny.
It's the high school where a Horror Bathroom takes place.
I really thought you were just going to say it, though. It's the Amityville Horror.
Oh, God damn it! God damn it!
Raise your hand if you thought of that one.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, lots of people thought of Amityville
damn.
Horror
I feel like
was the first one that came to my mind when I was typing in horror. And yeah, number three and number four from 79 and 2005. Yeah, James Brolin or Ryan Reynolds. Pick your poison. And then number two is called Horror of Dracula. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how that's number two. I don't know why so many people are looking up Horror of Dracula. Other than there's two movies here that have Christopher Lee in them. Oh, I forgot one. I didn't say number six. Number six is called Horror Express.
Oh.
That's why I was like, hey, try Horror Castle or Horror, yeah. You know, anything, just because Horror Express is on there. Crazy. All right, so congratulations to Jenny. Won another game. And we are going to go to our second commercial break. And when we get back, what happened?
I got left hanging. I went for the fist bump.
Oh, you went to fist bump.
There we go.
Jenny with the non-reciprocal fist bump.
It's peripheral vision.
Poor Ben over there. Such a good sport, and then she just leaves you hanging. But so funny, and so much fun. We will be back with our big final game that determines our winner today after this break. We'll be right back.
That's right. She just goes, Jenny.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Yay! Having so much fun at the Punchline, making great donut tosses. Mm-hmm. Ben, you haven't tossed one yet, have
no,
you?
I haven't.
Here, go ahead. Let's get
throw
Ben.
One, dude.
All right, yeah.
Let's get Ben to toss a donut to somebody in the audience.
He's a baseball player. Guy, so it's going to come in hot. Who wants it? Right here? She doesn't have her hands
really
up,
gonna,
though.
He's going to throw it
he's
overhand.
He's asking me to throw a donut
at
his wife.
Overhand.
Really fucking nailed
there we go. Okay.
Toss.
Oh,
there we go.
Yay!
That was beautiful. You got that pitcher's arm, dude.
Yeah, so that's a second base flip. That's the double play flip.
Nice. I usually have movie nerds on the show, so we just like to pretend we can throw things. And we don't know the expressions and the types of throws. But I do. There was a guy who used to come to shows in Chicago, and he'd sit in the front row with a shirt that had a target on it, and he was just like, "Yeah, hit me," and I would throw it as hard as I could, right into that guy's chest from like 2 feet away,
and that man died.
It was. It's very satisfying, and now that she's back, here we go.
We're waiting on you.
No, welcome back. Oh, I like that there's commercial breaks that people can run to the
it's very nice.
The restroom during. All right, didn't miss anything. This game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I say a tagline from a motion picture, and then Jenny gets to go first again, and then Chad, and then Ben. And Jenny gets first crack at the first tagline. It's a real tagline that was used in some sort of trailer or poster, commercials, somewhere to promote the movie. Jenny guesses first. If she doesn't get it, Chad gets a shot at it. Ben gets a shot at it. Wait, what did I say before? You're third, yeah. Ben gets a shot. And then if he misses, Chad gets a shot. If all three of them miss, I will announce the title and we'll move on to the next one. Person with the most correct answers by the end is our winner today. And the prize bag will go either to Sherman with the donuts or who else? Who are the
Juan,
other two?
My guy Juan in the back.
Josh Ferratu.
Josh Ferratu. Oh, that's right. That's why I forgot, because he's been playing several levels today. He's been very involved. And then the third one is here's Juan. There he is over there. Did Sherman and Juan come together? Your brothers? That doesn't seem fair. Too late now, though. Wow, that's a real 1-2, the fucking donuts and a joint. Good job, brothers. All right, whose tagline is it anyway? Let's do this. Jenny gets to go first. Jenny, what movie do you think had the tagline, "Yipes"? Not yikes, yipes. With a P, yipes. These killer dillers are out to get the king of the killers. Yipes. Whoa. These killer dillers are out to get the king of the killers. What do you think? What movie do you think that is, Jenny?
No idea. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Just as good a guess as any, but that's not it. Ben?
Is it the VeggieTales movie?
Oh, now I get it. You just do mushrooms and watch animated stuff. Yeah. Even if it's got that religious... Have you ever seen a VeggieTales
No, I just
production?
Figured that the king of the killers would be the devil, you know? So it might be the VeggieTales.
That's a good
stuff. That does
reason.
Make sense. Is yeah. there is there a
I
devil character?
Dill pun with the...
Well, there's a pickle in the VeggieTales, so I was thinking that, yeah, too.
Oh, the pickle's the bad guy?
Well, because there's Dill. I don't know what other movies feature Dill prominently.
Killer
Diller. Oh. You were going on the Dill part.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That... killer.
That was smart as hell.
It's killer dillers with a dash in between killer. Like it's one word, killer dillers. So I don't know what's going on there, Chad. Can you make? It's not VeggieTales. I guess All I should have right. said that. Incorrect.
I'm gonna okay. Considering the goofiness of it and the fact that it got brought up earlier, I'm gonna say Abbott and Costello Meet the Killer Boris Karloff.
That is correct.
So it had nothing to do with Dill.
That is a good time to leave, I think, right there. That's a good moment to just jump up and get
and
the hell
like,
out of here.
Jenny didn't get the point. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
History
you're right.
Roll.
I think they're right. Yeah. I think they're right because I don't think you're going to win the whole game today.
Let's go,
I think
Chad.
You got that one. But here comes the victory roll. I'm going to also throw a donut at him as he does the roll. Oh, my God. It takes a while to get around.
Wow.
Amazing. Here, Chad, throw a donut. Or eat it, whichever you prefer.
Okay, this is safer.
Oh, there we go. Yay.
Go for that guy at the bar, Chad.
I like
him. The arm.
I'm sorry.
Oh, next time, guy at the bar. Is it a guy? Yeah. All right.
No, it was not a guy.
I don't think that's a guy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm confused. All right. Great job, Chad. You're on the board with 1 point. Yeah. And Jenny gets to go first again. Ready, Jenny?
Sure.
What movie had the tagline, "As private eyes, they're getting an eyeful"? As private eyes, they're getting an eyeful. So they're really having fun with the wordplay here. Don't say anything in the audience.
I was thinking the same thing.
What of what somebody said in the audience?
Yeah, I was thinking private eyes, but I'm like, how is an Eiffel? I'm thinking Eiffel might be a pun, but for like Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I see.
But I couldn't think.
What someone in the audience said? What'd you say?
Private eyes.
Private eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'll stick with that.
Okay, incorrect.
Yeah.
See, that's what happens. Audience turns out to be the opposite of help. So please don't say answers anymore today. Thank you. I have to ask every show now, but that's how it is, I guess. Like I said, drunk plus high plus trivia. It's like in when you play pub trivia, there's always somebody that has to say it loud enough for everybody to hear, right?
Yeah.
Just to be like, I knew it. Ben, I'll say it for you again.
Okay.
Here we go. As private eyes, they're getting an eyeful.
Starsky and Hutch. They're detectives.
I mean, it's a terrible tagline for whatever movie it's for. Yeah. That'd be pretty amazing for Starsky and Hutch to have that tagline.
I'm trying to think of something Starsky in the vein of horny detectives.
Are getting an eyeful. Private dicks is more like it. All right, private eyes. They're getting an eyeful. Chad?
Abbott and Costello meet Hall and Oates.
Ooh.
I'll say Stakeout.
Wait, which one is your answer?
Stakeout.
Why Stakeout?
The movie cover had Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez leering at a naked lady.
And their private eyes
They're getting an eyeful.
Oh, shit. You know how else this would be a good tagline? Or not a good tagline, but what it would be appropriate for? Abbott and Costello meet the Invisible Man.
Ah! But how are they getting... Hall & Oates was so close, though.
I don't know. I don't know why they're getting an eyeful of an invisible man.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. the tagline writing was not good.
I think it's the opposite
when that movie came out. Yeah, but Chad's got one. Yeah, he could take this thing.
No.
Jenny, you're up first. The laughs are twice as monstrous as ever before.
Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein?
No! That's a good guess. Super good guess. Ben?
Monsters 2?
The sequel to Monsters?
Yeah, yeah.
What was Monsters?
The Monsters, Inc.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what it
so
is.
So you mean Monsters University.
That's Monsters University, yes, as I am a fan of all of the animated movies that are fun on mushrooms.
That would be a fun one on mushrooms, but that is not the answer. Chad?
The laughs are twice as monstrous as before.
The laughs are twice as in all caps, as monstrous as ever
as
before.
As ever before.
Yeah.
What the hell? I was gonna guess.
Do you want to guess Stakeout too?
Yeah, I do. Another Stakeout.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was called. They got pretty clever with the sequel titles sometimes, using another 48 hours or another Stakeout.
Uh-oh.
Another one of
There's
these shitty
one.
Movies.
The theme, Abbott and Costello meet Dracula.
No.
Could be.
You're so close, but we're looking for twice as monstrous. So Abbott and Costello meet Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh,
oh
look at those two. Well, but one of them's not monstrous. So these taglines are so bad. They really don't. They really didn't know what they were doing with taglines back during those taglines. Jenny, it's your chance to tie it up with Chad.
What?
She's got like 13 points.
You know, that's how, unfortunately, how this game works. Is she won those first two games, but it only puts her in the pole position for the next game. And you got to win this one to win it all. Chad.
Wait, isn't it Jenny?
No, I just was saying hi.
Oh, hi.
Jenny. Just checking in with you. Because you feel good after that roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a donut.
It was impressive. Yeah. Chad Opitz, the human donut.
That sounds good. Ooh.
And the O in Opitz could be a donut in all of your publicity materials. All right, here we go. Jenny, more howls than you can shake a shiver at. More howls than you can shake a shiver at.
Abbott and Costello Meet the Wolfman?
No. Ben?
That was my guess. I don't really know. Yeah. Who knew Jim Abbott and Elvis Costello made so many movies together?
Jim Abbott. Old Jim Abbott.
Bud Abbott. Bud Abbott, not Jim.
Well, he's a one-armed pitcher from the 80s.
Jim Abbott?
Yeah. He pitched a no-hitter with one arm.
Yeah. I'd love to. I hope he used the arm that he has.
Oh yeah,
that would be impressive.
Yeah, it's like jazz when he uses the arm that he doesn't have.
Yeah. Okay, so Bud Abbott and Lou Costello are their full names. Uh-huh. But anyway, what's your answer?
And they're not meeting the Wolfman, but they're probably meeting someone who howls. Are they meeting Wolfman Jack the DJ?
That's not a terrible guess. Wolfman Jack was, probably not popular until 20 or 30 years later, but incorrect. Chad?
Oh, God.
You could really run away with this thing if you get this one.
I don't know. The Wolfman would seem so obvious. Let's see. Abbott and Costello Meet the Werewolf. Not the Wolf Man.
Wait, isn't
the werewolf
that what Jenny said?
No, the Wolf Man.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just she used the wrong words.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
The werewolf instead of Wolf Man? Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you truly sure?
Yeah. That's a good idea, audience member. Are you truly sure?
Abbott and Costello Meet the Werewolf. Lon Chaney.
Oh, like with the Boris Karloff one.
Yeah.
Add his name at the end.
Yeah.
No, incorrect. This is so fucked up. More howls than you can shake a shiver at is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
What?
Frankenstein does not howl. He groans. Yeah.
It turns out, and if you read about the movie a little bit, this one has Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. And so they decided to throw the Wolfman a bone in the tagline. Isn't that crazy?
Talk about bearing the lead.
Yeah, yeah, that's insane. But, I mean, nobody saw this this ending coming, but with, merely one point in this game, Chad Opitz is our winner today.
Oh, my God. Hey. I'm as disappointed as you are. Okay.
Victory,
oh, shit.
Victory donut throw. Victory donut throw.
On the way back.
Oh, at the bar.
Oh, it's...
oh, what the fuck? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got it.
That makes no sense.
Wow, he threw it.
He straight up threw it at somebody way down the bar.
But I got the other bar person.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you were aiming for her. And you hit that guy way over there. Ooh, and they're the only options. That is amazing. But she still needs a donut. Jenny, you think you can get one to her?
Ooh, I doubt it.
You can do it. Come on.
We got Ben on deck, though.
Yeah.
Come on, Jenny.
Here we go, Jenny. Oh, nice.
Ooh!
Oh! Two people had to duck.
That was a vicious line drive.
Now people are just looking at the floor like, okay.
You want to give a shot, Ben?
It's been down there for a little bit now. I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a shot.
Ben, you can do this. I'm saving one more donut, and I'll do it if you don't.
All right, where are we going? Okay, we're going right back
there
here.
There it is. Here we go.
It's going to have to be sidearm because we got a low ceiling.
Yeah, you got this. Don't hit the lights.
Close!
Close enough.
Put some spin on it. Yeah.
Close enough.
Good job.
All right, Chad Opitz, what have you got to plug? What are you going to promote today?
I'm going to be at Altercation Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas next week doing some shows.
Nice.
Yeah. Be fun.
And what are your socials?
At Chad Opitz on all this, you know.
Oh, okay. Not
Instagram.
At Donut Man.
Yeah, Donut Man.
At
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Roly Donut Man.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. We'll have you back on the show real soon as a champion. And it's a real you must be feeling like a real hollow victory right now.
It is. It really is. It's like she had like 80 points.
It was
like,
all.
Well, he got the one at the end.
It was all going Jenny's way. And then Chad happened.
Just like a donut in the middle.
That's what happens. But Jenny Royal, do you want to plug your dog grooming situation? Like, can anybody bring you a dog or is it private?
I would just want to plug that everyone should brush their dog before bringing it to your groomer so that the groomer has less work to do.
That was beautiful.
Hey, listen, could you also completely groom your dog before bringing it to me? Because I'm a groomer, but seriously, that word's getting a little weird lately. People don't like that word as much anymore. So just do it at home. But no, that is a good point. It is kind of like, don't bring the dog in just because it's going to be hard to groom. You know what I mean? Don't wait till the dog's hair is like, you know, full of shit. You can't get
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't bring the dog in the day after it gets attacked by a skunk and be like, hey, while you're grooming and massaging its bowels, can you also get rid of this horrible smell? Hey, as a dog groomer, do you have any tips for skunky dogs?
Wash it as soon as you can.
That's it, right?
Basically,
just wash it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're kind of stuck with the smell for a while.
Yeah. Wash me outside. That's what the dog says.
It reminds me of that movie Abbott and Costello Express the Wolfman's Anal Glands.
That is a scary movie.
That one is weird. That doesn't fit in the series. They should, you know, they usually are meeting something.
What's the tagline for that one?
More howls than your anal glands can express.
Otherworldly howls will occur.
Something about Dracula, right?
I had, in case, you know, there was a tiebreaker situation in that last game, I had a tiebreaker ready to go. The joke being that it's painfully obvious what the answer is. So let's just, to give Jenny one more endorphin rush for being better at this than you guys. But all of you guess, okay? You'll see who comes up with it first. This is the worst. What movie had the tagline? It has been said that a man's best friend is his mummy.
Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy?
That is correct.
There we go.
You did it. Yay, Jenny. Hey, Benny. Does anybody call you Benny?
My grandma, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cute. Short for Benjamin, though?
Yeah. That's when I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Douglas is the same way.
Yeah.
Chadifer. When his parents say Chadifer, he's like, I'm fucking grounded.
No.
Chadwick.
I'm in trouble. Yeah, well, it's just Chad, right?
It's just Chad.
Yeah. Most Chads are just Chad. Like they just pointed at a map and went, this country in Africa will do.
It's not a bad one, yeah.
What do you want to plug?
Starting a show in San Francisco with some friends. It's going to be a monthly at Amadou's in the Mission. First one's November 16th, and Chad's going to be on it.
Yay!
It'll be a good show.
Is a place called Amadeus?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it easy to spell?
A-M-A-D-O-S,
isn't it? It's Amadeus, isn't it?
Amadeus. I'm dyslexic.
Some say Amadeus, some say Amadeus.
Yeah, it's the first time I've said it out loud. It's a very new show.
I bet you also like Clamadu juice.
All of it, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's see. Do I have any plugs written down here? Oh, guess what? Guess who's going to be at, finally, Sketchfest is going to happen. Woo! Yeah. In January, I'll be back for Sketchfest, and they just moved all of Sketchfest back a year and a week when they canceled it last year. So I'll be here towards the end of January for a weekend doing Benson Movie Interruptions of, let's see if I can remember, it's been so long since we booked it, The Lost Boys and The Goonies. The Goonies is going to be fun to interrupt because they don't ever stop talking, so it's hard, it's going to be hard to get jokes in, but still fun to watch on the big screen. And I'm also going to do a Doug Loves Movies that weekend and an episode of Padgett, it's not her podcast, she's just on it, Arden Mirren's podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, which is all about the Bachelor franchise. So I have a busy weekend in January here in San Francisco. I might even come back sometime before then because I love it here so much. Any place where you can't see the tops of buildings because of the fog, it's just exciting to me. And yeah, that's my plug. And I have one donut left.
Uh-oh.
And it's got to be the most difficult shot. I'm going to try to throw it into the men's room. Hold that door open.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's right, a bank shot.
It's around the corner, hell
that's
yeah.
That's a bank shot.
That would have been pretty amazing. But where's a good one? Where's somebody that's far enough away for this to be impressive? Oh, over there by all the pictures. I like it. All right, here we go.
Oh, it bounced off the table.
It was a little shy, but you could still eat it.
5 second rule.
Yeah, I just cleaned that floor myself a little while ago. Because you know, like how you should groom your dog before you bring it in? I clean the club before you come in, so happy to do it. But yeah, I'd throw that out if I was you. One more time for all of my guests, Ben Kalina, Jenny Royal, Chad Opitz. He'll be back soon. Get ready with that end music. I'll go like this when to play it, because I close every episode with a different last line from a movie, and today's goes like this, as always. Oh, and thank you to the Punchline and to all of you for coming out. It's a beautiful day outside. Wink. I mean, by San Francisco standards, it is nice because it's not super cold and it's not raining. as always, oh, all right, bring them.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his